Rosenthal Center actually did a study on this, and what they found is that Twitter helped spur a 30% growth in online forums for hate and terrorism over the past year. 20,000 what they called hate-spewing hashtags and handles appeared on Twitter, up 5,000 from the year before. I don't even know how you monitor that breadth of activity, honestly.
It's very, very tough. And that's one of the most challenging things, not just for us, but actually also for terrorist groups, is that who is the real representative of the group on Twitter? Because Twitter doesn't validate accounts from Al-Qaeda or Shabab. So if someone goes on there and says that they're Shabab al-Mujahideen or they're Al-Qaeda, how do we really know they are who they say they are?
Because you and I talked during the whole Kenya incident, because they kept shutting down their Twitter account and a new one would open. They'd shut it down. They'd open it. I think it happened 5 or 6 times. How do you know if this really is who's inside that building?
Yeah, and look, and one of the accounts that popped up really does look like it was a copycat account created as a prank.
Oh, it does. I didn't.
Yeah, but look, there are ways of validating this. And so, for instance, last week, an account that claimed to be Al-Shabaab released an original audio recording of the leader of Al-Shabaab. So presumably, if you're releasing that kind of information, that's validating the authenticity. And unfortunately, look, if you look at the number of followers on these accounts, you're talking about thousands and thousands of followers, never mind people that are just browsing across this normally. So it really does increase their reach pretty dramatically.